Hi, we're Calabro.
That is very professional. Yeah. You can tell you're a few months out of Britain's Got Talent now. So how is life after Britain's Got Talent?
Pretty cool.
It's pretty great. Yeah. Not gonna lie. Well, no, we're loving it. It's just fantastic. You know, obviously working on the album, but also going to those red carpet events and meeting all these fantastic people in the industry like yourself. It's fantastic. No, it's really great.
What's been the kind of the starriest moment, do you think, where you've looked around and gone, oh my gosh?
I think we've all got different ones, haven't we?
Guardians of the Galaxy.
That was really cool. The blue carpet. It was, that was good.
Chris Pratt's really nice. Did you meet him, the star?
No, really, but I did walk out the toilet and who was there?
Vin Diesel on stilts.
Yeah, he was on stilts. Cool. And Zoe Saldana as well was just standing outside the toilet looking at me, and I was like, oh God. Run.
You didn't say hello.
No, I was a bit starstruck, because I think she's amazing. So it was really good. It was really weird. That was quite a starstruck.
It just happened so
that's a starstruck.
It happened
moment.
So quickly. I think we're all like Tom said like earlier, you know,
we don't feel, you know, people are saying, "Oh, you're a celebrity now. You're famous." And we're like, we still get really starstruck.
It was quite funny because we walked into the X Factor auditions. We just thought we'd go and have a look at them in Wembley because we were in the area. And we walked in and the MD was just having a bit of a chat to, like, so the MD, MC.
The
having a bit of a chat to the audience in between, like, sort of setting up auditions and stuff. And he turned around and went, oh, hello, Calabro. And the whole audience went, woo! It was really, really weird. That was a big moment for us, wasn't it?
Yeah, cool. 5,000 people shouting at you.
Yeah.
Another one was we did Brighton Pride a couple of weeks ago and there were 52,000 people there all singing along to Let It Go.
Amazing.
And stars.
Yeah, no. People know all the lyrics to Stars. Yeah. It's amazing.
That must have been really cool. I love that song, Let It Go. So let's talk about your album, because your album is out tomorrow.
Yes.
And you've done it. I mean, you actually made it in record time, didn't you? Why was it so quick? Was it just because you're brilliant and you didn't need to really make it?
We'd like to think so. No, I think, to be honest, we have a bit of a momentum at the minute, which is quite cool. And we want to get it out as soon as possible because we want people to hear our music. Mm. And originally we were going to do it sort of much earlier than it is now, but we wanted to make sure it was perfect as well. So it's about getting that balance, I think.
And it's a mix of theatre classics. We just said you obviously do Let It Go from Frozen. And there's an amazing John Legend cover on there, All of Me, which is one of my favourites and actually a favourite for Magic. We absolutely love that song.
Yeah, it's an amazing song.
Can you just give us a little blast of that?
Yeah, of course.
Cause all of me loves all of you. Love your curves and all your edges, all your perfect imperfections. Give your all to me, I'll give my all to you. You're my end and my beginning. Even when I lose, I'm winning. Cause I give you all of me.
Thank you.
And you give me all.
And you give me all
of you.
I butted in then.
We had to carry on because the last bit was specially for you.
Thank you.
You're
going to
be the sixth member.
I can't sing a note. you would hate me. No. But that was amazing. That's made me go all gooey. That's absolutely gorgeous. That's the nicest thing I've heard. Well, I'd love to just start every day with just like 5 minutes with you guys, if that's okay. It just makes you smile.
We should make a
Calabro
alarm clock.
Yeah, definitely. Calabro alarm clock it is.
There's a definite market for that, I think. If you could wake up to hearing that every day, you're not going to wake up in a bad mood.
Thank you very much.
I love it. Thank you. So that's on the album. We'll actually play the album version of that before you go.
Oh, great.
How was it making the album? Did you find that Simon Cowell and Psycho & Co were a bit like, okay, we want you to do this. This is how we see you. And was it like that, or did you get some input? How did it work?
We actually put forward 30 songs, like musical theatre. And then they put forward some suggestions and eventually came to a sort of like 12, 10 track list sort of thing. But they came to us with these, you know, All of Me, John Legend and Secrets by One Republic, and sort of said, you know, give this a go. Like, obviously, if it didn't work, it didn't work. But we went into the recording studio And it was just fantastic. You know, those songs, especially, you know, John Legend, he puts a lot into his lyrics. His lyrics are very powerful. And the whole point of musical theatre is about telling a story through the song. And there is a real journey through that song.
Mm.
So it was easily translatable to the genre of music.
I want to hear Secrets now as well. That would be great. And are you getting ready for the Royal Variety performance? Because obviously that is... Sometimes you forget that you get to do that for Britain's Got Talent.
No, absolutely. I think you're completely right. Obviously, at the end of the show, when we went up to see Stephen Mulhern on ITV2, he said... Oh, so what are you going to do with the money? And we kind of thought, hang on, we've only just thought about winning yet.
Yeah.
And then he said, and obviously the Royal Variety. And you think, oh gosh, we're so lucky. This is amazing. And obviously the Royal Variety is such an honour and we are going to pull out something special. I'm not sure if we're going to do an album track or whether we're going to learn something new, but it's going to be a big one.
Do you get to meet the Queen, obviously. Yeah. Are you excited about that or not?
It'd be incredible. It'd be incredible, yeah. I mean, it's an honour to perform in front of any of the royals, so it'd be really cool.
I mean, sometimes you've always got to meet quite a few people now and see quite a few people, but when you see the Queen or, like, you know, the royal family, it's slightly different, isn't it? And you'll obviously, because you do the thing where you stand backstage and they'll come along and shake your hands and you have to think of, like, one thing to say to them. So have you started thinking about that?
Are you a collaborator? Did you buy the album?
If not, here's a copy.
Yeah, that'll be $9.99.
She won't have any cash on her, though. So
no.
Just shows her face.
We might just have to wangle some form of freebie for the Queen, I think.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, we were going to send them one beforehand anyway, I think.
Yeah, be like, what's that? What song do you want to hear?
We want you to know all the words. Sing along.
I'd love if her favourite was Let It Go from Frozen.
Yeah, that'd be brilliant.
As soon as little George grows up a little bit long, bit more, it will be, because they'll have it on repeat. Like I do in my house. My little girl absolutely loves Frozen.
It's amazing.
Yeah, if she'd have wanted me to choose a song to play, she would have definitely have asked for Frozen. She doesn't clue what the words are, though, so she just kind of just goes, let it go! She's
cute.
Only three, though, so she's doing well. I didn't realise that she'd actually learned any words of any songs. She kept on sort of singing this, and I was like, what is that you're singing? Then I realised what it was. Do you like the film?
We love it.
Yeah, we really like it.
Michael's favourite film, isn't it?
Yeah.
Ever.
In the world.
Stop.
So has there been any offers like that? I mean, obviously, soundtracks.
We'd love to do soundtracks. Mm. I mean, to be honest, we're just being concentrated on the album for now, but I think that's something we'd definitely like to do, isn't it?
Yeah.
Do one-off soundtracks.
And also, like, get some, you know, like Andrew Lloyd Webber or someone like that on board. Or there's a wealth of musical writers out there who because obviously musical theatre, there's all the shows everyone knows.
Yeah.
There's loads of stuff that people write constantly throughout the world, and it'd be great to get on board and do something new, actually. It'd be great to do something like that.
Can you guys imagine if we were all voices in an animated movie?
That'd be so cool.
Brilliant.
No. Labro, the movie.
Could you do that, though, beyond singing?
We'd love
to.
Yeah,
that.
Oh, we're all actors as well, to a degree, because musical theatre, you know, it's acting through song, and I think that we'd love to do something like that.
Yeah.
Matt wants to be in a soap, don't you?
I want to be in a soap or the new X Factor voiceover.
Do you want to hear his X Factor voice?
Go on, please.
Collabro!
Amazing. Can you do so? So the big thing this year is, what is the voiceover going to say for Cheryl? Because obviously she's got a new surname.
I think they're just going to say Cheryl, aren't they?
It's Cheryl Fernandez.
Vicini.
Vicini, that's it, isn't it?
Here we go.
Cheryl!
Something like that. Yeah, I think she's gearing up for us just to call her Cheryl. That's what she wants.
Yeah.
It's like a Kylie or a Robbie. She wants to just have that one name.
It feels odd not calling her Cheryl Cole.
Yeah. It does feel a bit weird. Yeah, I still keep calling her Cheryl Cole. Well, at least writing
She'll
it in cues.
Always be known as Cheryl Cole.
She's still got the tattoo, so.
Yeah, well, there you go.
She is for a while.
Yeah.
Well, boys, it's been so good to see you. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.